From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This week, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice honored 8 women from around the world for showing exceptional courage and leadership. Among the recipients of the State Department's International Women of Courage Award is a human rights activist from Kosovo. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli spoke with her recently in the divided city of Mitrovica.
Valdita Idrizi, a 34-year-old ethnic Albanian, has experienced firsthand the turbulent events of the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. In 1999, in the midst of NATO's bombing campaign, Serb paramilitaries kicked Valdita and her family from their home in North Mitrovica. In an effort to expel them from Kosovo, Serb officials forced Albanians to march for days in convoys of tens of thousands. At one point, a number of people in Valdita's convoy were taken by the army to a burned village and held there at gunpoint and without food.
The police came, took some girls. Some of them are still under missing persons. And some of the people got killed during the time we were walking, and we witnessed that, we saw that. So it was a fear, it was a hunger, it was a disaster.
Valdita still remembers acts of kindness by neighbors and the mystery of why she and her mother were unharmed the day they were kicked out of their home by masked paramilitaries.
My mom and me, we were not even touched that day because we were followed by a man who was wearing a mask. And I was just guessing that that person might be some of my neighbors because he was just being sure that no one else can touch us.
After the NATO war, the first thing Valdita wanted was to hear what the other side had to say, what the Serbs had gone through.
And that's how it started, hearing other stories. I just heard the same, maybe not on the same level. It's difficult to measure, but the suffer from the other side. And I said to myself that definitely all what I myself have suffered, I'm going to work a lot in order not to let the other generation to experience what I experienced.
To do that, Valdita founded a multi-ethnic organization called Community Building Mitrovica. Bringing together staff from all parts of the city, CBM promotes links between Serbs, Albanians, and the various Roma communities, and it has facilitated returns of some Serbs to their homes in Kosovo.
We offer the place for people to come together and share their fears, their concerns, their happiness, and their own ideas for their city, for their future.
Valdita still cannot return to her home north of the Ibar River. Like those of most ethnic Albanians, it's occupied by Serbs who fled other parts of Kosovo. The situation has become even more tense since Kosovo's declaration of independence, vehemently rejected by the Serb community. The bridge separating South and North Mitrovica has become the front line in a tense standoff between Belgrade and the Kosovo capital Pristina. As we spoke, Serbs singing nationalist songs could be heard from across the river.
You have some groups of people who, all during these 9 years, they are just paid to make troubles. My Serb colleagues had threats all the time, considering them as a spy. You are working for the Albanians.
Valdita expressed concern that her Serbian staff living in the north had not felt safe enough to cross the bridge after Kosovo's secession. But she faces difficulties also within her own community. The NGO she heads also publishes a magazine that has tackled controversial topics. Before the elections, it printed the names of candidates implicated in judicial investigations into organized crime and war crimes.
The level of corruption is really high. This is one of the problems that I'm going to face, I and all the people here, and especially those who are interested to fight it.
Valdita has received death threats, but vows she's not scared and will continue to fight.
I am much more concerned now after the independence, because we have more responsibilities. We have to work a lot on the human rights and on minority rights and instability.
Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.